Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. Marines gunned down in Tennessee. Four Marines were killed and two other servicemen wounded Thursday in shootings at two military facilities in the southern city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Authorities say the gunmen opened fire at a military recruiting center in a shopping mall and later at the Navy Operational Support Center about 11 kilometers away. Officials say the gunman was also killed. Law enforcement identified the shooter as 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz of Hickson, Tennessee. An FBI source tells VOA that Abdulaziz was Kuwaiti but a naturalized U.S. citizen. President Barack Obama promised a thorough and prompt investigation.
We have to make sure that we have all the information necessary to make an assessment in terms of how this attack took place and what further precautions we can take in the future.
President Obama said his message right now is one of sympathy for the slain servicemen and their families. Twin blasts rocked a market in the northeast Nigerian town of Gombe Thursday, leaving about 50 people dead. Nobody has claimed responsibility for the attacks. It targeted a market crowded with customers doing some last-minute shopping on the eve of the Eid festival, marking the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. Kenyan officials say a drone strike in southern Somalia killed 30 members of the al-Qaeda-linked militant group al-Shabaab, including several top leaders. There's been no comment from U.S. military officials and media reports that it was a U.S. drone strike. The Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State says it carried out a missile strike on an Egyptian Navy vessel off North Sinai. Pictures posted online appeared to show the frigate being hit by a rocket, but their authenticity could not be confirmed. This is VOA News. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeer, whose country is alarmed by the Iran nuclear agreement. Following their meeting, the Saudi foreign minister warned Iran not to use its improved economic situation to fund what he called adventures in the region. In Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Britain's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond that he does not like the agreement.
What we'll get is more terrorism, more aggression, more subversion, rather than the opposite.
Foreign Secretary Hammond responded.
I understand your concerns, but we have always been clear that this deal was about the nuclear file. The sanctions regime is around Iran's illegal nuclear activities.
Mr. Hammond admitted that Iran's regional conduct, in his words, will have to be dealt with in the months and years to come. Greece won new financial lifelines from its European neighbors that will allow it to reopen its banks on Monday. They have been shut for more than 2 weeks. The European Central Bank increased the cap on its emergency funding for Greek banks by $978 million. Meanwhile, Eurozone finance chiefs agreed to hand Athens a short-term loan to meet its immediate debts and also open talks on a new three-year, $94 billion bailout. Talks between North and South Korea over a wage dispute at the Kaesong Industrial Complex have ended without an agreement. A five-member delegation from each side met there on Thursday. Jurors in the western U.S. state of Colorado found James Holmes guilty of murder in the attack on a suburban Denver movie theater 3 years ago that killed 12 people and left 70 wounded. Holmes, a 27-year-old former neuroscience graduate student from California, could face the death penalty for opening fire inside a midnight premiere of a movie showing Batman. The jury rejected the defense's claim that Holmes was legally insane at the time. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush remains hospitalized in fair condition following a fall that broke a bone in his neck. Mr. Bush is at a Portland, Maine hospital not far from the Bush family's summer home in Kennebunkport on the northeastern coast of the United States. Dr. William DeAngelo is a neurosurgeon treating Mr. Bush, who is now 91 years old.
It is a significant injury, but right now, the president is in excellent shape, and we would anticipate that he would make a full recovery.
Former President George H.W. Bush will be fitted for a neck brace, and doctors say he should not be in the hospital for any significant length of time. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.